Yeah, see, grass sacks, I ain't seen that enough. Man.
What's a grass sack?
Grass sack. Some people call them crooked sack.
That's what I was wondering about that. They call them grass sack?
Yeah, call them grass sack.
And they're made out of?
Out of grass.
Grass?
Grass.
They're made out of grass. Let's talk about that for a minute. You mean it's woven?
Woven, made out
woven
of
dry grass.
Dry grass, from grass sack.
And that's a crooker sack.
That's a crooker sack.
Why do they call it a
crooker
sack?
I don't know. I wonder why. That's interesting. I said back down and they, yeah, I don't know why they call it back there.
But it's interesting.
Yeah,
it's
right.
I always think of it being something you call frogs. I don't think that's right. But, you know, you say croaker and I immediately think frogs. The amount of corn, say, that you'd carry to a mill at one time would be a...
Yeah, the mill grinding. Wouldn't make different things.
Did you ever hear that called a turn?
Turn.
A turn of corn. Or a turn of wood.
Turn of wood? Are you talking turn of wood?
What, how much would a turn of wood be?
Now that's what I wouldn't know because, you know, people have, I know I used to hear a man tell a fellow, say, why didn't you bring me a ton of wood in? You know, I get your own wood. Wait, bring my own wood. Get me own wood. And some said, bring me a ton of wood. And somebody,
the same thing.
And sometimes I'm going to say, bring me a jack of wood. That means you'll go whole a load of wood.
Now, jack of wood would be,
you'd have to be a wagon sometimes. Bring a load with a wagon or something like that.
Never heard of a jack of wood before.
I call it a jack of wood.
Oh, terrific. I see, if you have washed and you don't have a clothes dryer, you would carry your clothes out to hang on the line, and to carry them, you'd put them in a...
Carry them out and put them on, hang them out on the line.
You'd carry them, though, in a clothes...
Carry them in a clothes basket or something like that.
Nails used to come in little things that looked like a little barrel. The nails came
called a keg at that time.
And the metal strips around a barrel are the...
hoops, they call them.
And we talked a minute ago about putting a stopper in a barrel. Well, in a bottle, you might put a...
Well, they put a stopper in the bottom and back yard, but now they put caps on them, call them caps.
What would a stopper be made of?
Well, some of them be made out of wood, some of them be made out of cork, some kind of stuff like that.
I see. People used to play, and still do, as a matter of fact, a little instrument that you hold up to your mouth and you blow.
Called a harp.
And then the kind that you hold between your teeth and your twang.
You said harp.
Did you ever play one of those?
Yeah, I have.
Are they hard to play?
No.
What makes the difference in the sound?
Well, you would make it if you close your lips in on them, or open your lips up on them, you know. This is the way that makes the sound. It makes me think about, Sally had a cousin, old man, you were Ebony. Every Christmas you met the boy with a juice harp in his mouth, he can ride it. He's old fella too, he loves his juice harp. You know how with the children, you know, the juice harp doing like that all the time.
I'd love to hear one play. Yeah. I keep hoping I'll find somebody who'll whip one out of his pocket and play it. you drive a nail with a
hammer. Hatchet and hammer.
And there's a wooden thing you use when you're ribbing out boards. Like a hammer.
Well, people call them some call them a maul, some of them call them I figure you got a mallet.
That's what I said. That's wood.
That's wood. Made out of wood.
Okay. I want to ask you about some parts of the wagon. You know, that's something that's really interesting because with so many cars around, people are just forgetting about wagons and the parts of them. The part of the wagon that comes up between the horses is the
tongue.
And if you're driving a buggy, the parts that come up on each side of the horse are the...
buggy shed.
All right, and the outer part of the wheel that hits the ground on a wagon is the